I'm sitting on the sofa next to you, the tension's palpable and desire yet unspoken. With a glance we find ourselves lost in each other's eyes, and both instinctively know this is the moment of truth. We move so slowly, so cautiously towards each other, reaching for that kiss we both want and need, our lips brushing sensually against each other before our tongues meet and dance together. It's so nice, so natural that we get lost in it, and minutes drift by in an instant. The desire is obvious, out of the bag now, and you pull away and remove your t-shirt. As you pull it over your head, I get to admire your body, a voyeur for the short time your eyes are covered. Then you're back, and your mouth returns to mine as if we had been apart for months. I kiss slowly and sensually down your body, draping my mouth down your neck to your shoulder, across to your breasts, kissing across them. I find your nipple through the silky bra and kiss and circle it with my tongue, drawing it towards me as it slowly rises to attention so that I can suck it into my mouth. Your erect nipple pushes back against the tight material, aching to reach my mouth, but also enjoying the denial. I move my mouth away and admire it standing proud, highlighted with the damp patch my mouth has left on your bra. Your hands stroke my hair, and I can feel you watching me. I return the glance, looking deep into your eyes, as my mouth moves across and repeats the process with your other breast. All the time our hands rove over each other's bodies, stroking and caressing sensually, but with an underlying sense of increasing abandon. I notice your thighs are closed tight, and you're grinding them together rhythmically, desperately simulating your aching pussy. Sensing that you are not just ready but aching for more, I kiss down your side and stomach as I slowly slide down over you until I'm kneeling at your feet. I look at your face, already flush with pleasure, as you smile mischievously, reading my mind and slowly let your legs fall apart. I can't help but reach down to rub my hard cock through my trousers as your skirt rides up and I get the first glimpse of your panties. They're black, shiny and silky, already a telltale moist spot has formed at the crotch, and my desire to whip out my aching cock and drive it into you, or even just to wank it furiously until I come all over them, is almost overwhelming. But no, this is for you and I want it as much as you do. I run my hands casually up and down your legs, starting at the calves, over the knees, then up your thighs, pushing the skirt higher. My hands caress your thigh, dipping inward to the softer flesh between them, resting my cheek against your inner thigh. I kiss it and rub my hair against it, while my hand gently massages the other one on the curve of your waist and bum. My face moves closer to you, softly kissing and licking as it goes, drawing a warm, wet trail with my tongue until I'm kissing and licking around the edge of your panties. My hand still stroking you, I move one down and glide it across the silky material. It feels so good, so feminine and so sexy. I feel your hair beneath, circling my hand down over you until it brushes over your clit and along your moistening slit, causing you to gasp. My mouth still kissing at the side, holding off, waiting for the right moment as I watch my hand caress you mere inches from my face. You feel my hot breath, my thick hair, my hands all being used for the purpose of paying attention to you. My fingers deftly tease you, spreading the wetness around, helping to lubricate their path. I can feel your body starting to rise, arching to push harder against them, and I gently but firmly hold you in place. The unspoken message has been received, though. You're needing more and not prepared to wait any longer. I gently start kissing inwards towards your center. The first touch of the silky material on my lips is electric for us both, and you shiver so sexily. My mouth reaches the edge of the dampness, and I taste you for the first time, hungrily working inwards to lap up more of the sweet nectar from its source till my mouth is over your entrance. I feel the heat and the moisture as my tongue works up and down your soaking slit. I push the panty material inside, using it as if it were a silken glove on my tongue. I lick up and down your length, up to the hard bud of your clit. Up to this point I've intentionally avoided it, only the merest of incidental brushes. And so as my mouth closes over you and my tongue flicks over it properly for the first time, you have to bite your lip to stifle a cry. Gently working it, as I did your nipples, building the aching and desire to be naked before me, with the final flimsy barrier of the panties removed. I pull back and tenderly hook a finger in at the side, pulling them aside, slowly to reveal you. A look of joy akin to someone opening the curtain onto a beautiful sunrise crosses my face. You're pink and flushed down there, very wet. I take it all in, your soft lips, shiny erect clit, the small stripe of your pubic hair. Again, our eyes meet and lock, only lust and need in them now. You look sparks of fire in me and I move back down, never losing eye contact. And what I was doing before, only now the barrier is removed, and the sensation so much more intense. I drink you in, the husky scent of your excited cunt overpowering. The slick juice running from you is heaven. Kissing you, sucking you, licking you with increasing pace and desire. Never too rough, never too soft, just the right amount I know you need. A mutual desire always growing, but you're starting to slip out of control. Your words tumble out, instructing me, encouraging me, even lustily abusing me as I plunge my long agile tongue inside you, start fucking you with it. Slithering and writhing against me, I'm forced to hold you more firmly to avoid being pushed around as your taut thighs buffet my cheeks. My hands hold your hips tightly, giving you something you needed to push against. Long fingers splay out over your stomach, running through your bush and pressing down on your abdomen. I've teased you long enough and know you need release, must have it soon, and I want to give it to you so badly. I replace my tongue with my finger. You're so wet and open for me that it slips in easily, and I guide it inside you, turning it to face me and steadily striking inside along the top of your pulsating cunt. My hand pressing on your pelvis pushes your G-spot, so that my finger grazes it with each pass. I watch mesmerized by the wonderful sight of my finger entering you, covered in your wetness, before moving my mouth back to your clit. I flick around it, gently teasing and caressing it out of its hood, swollen and shiny like a small pink pearl. All the time my fingers working you, gradually increasing the pace, feeling you flex and tighten, trying to grip it and hold it inside. You tell me you're close, how turned on you are, and how badly you need it. I look deep into your eyes, your soul. From between your legs, I tell you how sexy you are, and how much I want to give it to you too. The final push to send you over the edge, bucking and moaning and swearing as you come so hard I have to cling onto you like a raft in a turbulent sea. I ride with you, still pleasuring you but reducing the pace slightly, bringing you down. I need to taste you though, to plunge my tongue inside you and drink your sweet juices, my delicious reward. This is almost too much for you, sparking a second wave as my hungry tongue swirls around inside you. So good. I watch your face hot and flushed yet beautifully serene, with your eyes closed in obvious abandonment. You fly as long as you can, but slowly consciousness returns, and I move back up and wrap my arms around you. You take my finger and sensually suck on it, almost jolting me into an orgasm myself, but kissing me deeply, so that we can share your sexy essence together, passing it between us with our tongues. I stroke your hair and face, soaking up your satisfaction and basking in your glow as you rest your head on my chest and sigh deeply and contentedly.